Giorgio Federigo was born in Comelians on August 9, 1949. After attending medical school at the University of Padua, he specialized in occupational medicine. He was always a defender of Carnia and of its values, and committed himself to protect his land through his profession and his music as a songwriter. In 1977, he founded the Popular Ensemble, a musical group inspired by folk music and by forgotten tales in Carnic language. He died in Tolmezzo on November 5, 2007. Today the sun is shining in the summer of 1978. A lot of us have gathered in the town square. I feel tired and I haven't even started my project yet. It will be a special day. Tony's helping me. He's an outsider who loves these places as much as I do. We met in Padua, where we bonded thanks to music and formed a group, the Popular Ensemble. The guys, Fiammetta, Cesco and Tony, have come to visit me many times here in Comelians, in Degano Valley. Our music is original. We tell forgotten stories using the typical melodies of the language of Carnia. Quite a challenge for three Paduans and a boy from Comelians. But let's go back to today. I've organized a special day. Just think that 200 people arrived here from all over Italy, young people like me. We camped in the meadows in front of the dairy. Do you know what we want to do? We want to cut the hay from the uncultivated and abandoned fields in order to sell it and make some money for this community that has not been doing well for a while. Here, poverty is widespread. People are leaving, migrating, deserting the fields and farming. The forest is taking back the land that was taken away from nature with difficulty. Almost the entire village is here for the event. Many look at us with curiosity, some with suspicion. Just consider that journalists are also present. Why so much curiosity? After all, we are not doing anything wrong. These are difficult times. In the cities, young people are protesting violently against the government and often the riots end in bloodshed. I am against violence and I believe in commitment, in peaceful actions. Today, I want to show young people can help out. Whoever is in charge of the country's decision must understand that there are many places to protect. Comelians is one of them. The day passed cheerfully. The villagers joined us. They brought us bread, wine and cheese. We sang, laughed and worked till the evening. The atmosphere was magical. The music of the Povolo gave way to laughter and the moon warmed the breeze that cooled us. Dinner was truly delicious for the mind and for the spirit. Many people went wild with their dancing, helped by a few too many drinks. The feeling I get is unique, one of those emotions you have to experience in order to understand. The mind is free. I'm happy. Today I gave a voice to those who don't have one.